I had a box with drawings of RLs and, you know, of bits of pipes that he was making. And basically it was pipes of people he was fixing up for. And yeah. He had bag patterns, and I noticed one of the bag patterns was Farrar written on it.
Yeah.
It was just the different names, you know, so yeah. It must have been making a bag
yeah.
for you or something that wanted at some stage. So it's down in the head piping headquarters now yeah. too, so it's part
what
of
what was written on this drawing? For
a bag pattern.
Farrar.
A bag pattern with
the name
on
Farrar written on it.
Really?
Yeah. Farrar written on it.
It's in Henrietta Street. Oh.
Yeah.
You can go and see it.
I wonder because
he always described the if it was a bellows pattern for the leather or a bag or a chapter or whatever, he always used the name of the owner.
Yes.
And that was why.
There you are.
So he was making different shaped bags and different sizes of bags for different people.
Because he took the original old bag and made another
yeah.
one exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like I know the bag there came with Larry's old set of pipes, but the bag from the practice set is still at home as well. It's another goatskin bag.
Aye.
I wonder what that'd be the one.
I forget.
Well, you can
have a look at that.
They were made in the '20s, I think, weren't they?
Oh, great.
Practice set.
Marvellous.
You can call in and ask Terry to see the box and have a look through it and you'll find
it's more
I think it was a bag. It was either a bag or a bag.
Yeah.
Leather pattern, but I think it was a bag. In fact, I could email to you because I have the details of what they all are.
All right. Okay.
On the computer.
So where the little finger goes.
Yeah.
It's worn.
I know, I've seen that before.
We don't want to tire.
Yeah. No, I'm tired and we've a long way to go.
I do.